Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and you are tuning us in and turning us on. Thank you so much for joining us. And remember, if you want to sign up for our newsletter or find out more about us, you can go to drpatlive.com, drpatlive.com. I'm joined by Mr. Benny Mathers.
What's up, Pat? How are you? Hour number two.
Hour number two, and we've got Valerie over there. She's doing research. Can't be working on American Idol because we've finished with that.
I know, right?
I know. We're done with that.
She's probably looking around on YouTube for something.
Yeah. She's...
I think she's still looking...
She's our researcher.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
What was that leg
what
kick
was that?
For? She's throwing some...
Oh, are you doing yoga back there?
Yeah.
No. Well...
Oh, America's Got Talent?
America's Got Talent.
Oh.
Is that what...
America's
no.
Best Dance Crew.
Oh, you know, I know what it is. What is it called? Something Dance Your Butt Off?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
All right.
Something dance your butt off.
I don't know. I don't know if I can say the words on air, so you have to be careful.
You can say ass.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
All right. So that's not it, because she's waving
no,
us
that's
out.
Not it.
No, she's like, Well, last hour we talked about dreams. This hour we've got the expert joining us to tell us what we need to do and let go of so that our dreams can stand a chance. My gosh. I mean, how often do we try to invite something in, but there's just so much crust in there that our dreams just cannot, they don't stand a chance. How do we get to live the lives that we are meant to live? Well, leaving the past behind is more than just letting go with Dr. Friedemann Chow. He's joining us here today. And we have another announcement on how you could plug in to an amazing free teleseminar. So this is all about paying it forward, giving you stuff to think about, to talk about. And I want to tell you now, today we're going to talk about moving beyond letting it go. If you have questions or comments and would like to ask Dr. Friedemann the questions yourself, we would like to encourage you to do that, because this is a time for all of us to learn how to move beyond so that we can truly invite and embrace the amazing unlimited possibilities. And so our toll-free number today is 1-800-930-2819. We're going to be talking about a lot of different things today, but Dr. Friedemann is the founder of Cellular Wisdom. He has been helping people across the globe for over a decade break through and become truly empowered, activate their dreams, and move beyond the things that hold them back. So he's joining us here today as one of the most incredibly sought after professionals in the field of breakthrough technologies, NLP program, NLP, and energy psychology and beyond. He's joining us here today because his track record really does speak for itself. And beyond all of that, you know, he has helped people move beyond anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, anything that is in the way and getting in the way between you and your dream and the life you want to live. So today, get ready to find out about an incredible healing teleseminar and to find out about how you might do more than just let go. Dr. Friedemann, thank you for joining us here today.
Thank you for having me again.
So help us knock some of those crusty boulders out of the way. But let's let's talk about letting go. We hear letting go a lot. You got to let go. You got to let go. But nobody really helps us with that. Yeah, I mean, how many times? You know, like, I can't tell you, like a gazillion times people have said to me, you know what? You just got to let go of that. Oh, right. Okay. I just have. Really? How do you just let go of that?
Right. And it can, you know, it can become like a chronic trying to let go. I had a friend who always talked about, I just have to clear this and let go of this. And basically that's all, you know, she was focusing on. And I think at some point we have to realize, well, it's not all about only letting go, because if you only dump something, what are you left with? You're left with nothing. So unless you're really sifting through it and you're understanding that, wow, maybe there are many gifts in this, what I want to let go of, that I have no clue about until I really have a closer look, you may actually throw something of great value away. And that's what we are talking about today.
You know, you're right. I mean, I think we've gotten into, especially in what some people call the New Age movement. And actually, I think the New Age movement is really ancient. And, you know, some of the philosophies, but, you know, it's new for a lot of people. We talk about the practice of letting go. And there is a lot of, there are a lot of books out there, a lot of things we could read about it. But I want to try to understand why that's so important.
Well, I think it's especially important in our society because our society has this instant gratification mindset. So if something feels uncomfortable, you just have to get away from it and you have to avoid it and you have to, you know, let it go. And I think that's part of what we are dealing with. And, you know, certainly we have been trained to be comfortable and feel good at all times. And really, I think when we move from the past, and we are talking about leaving the past behind, when we move from the past to the present and the future, there may be a time where it is actually okay to feel uncomfortable because that discomfort may actually just be a sign that you're busting out of the crust, like you like to say,
yeah.
Or that you're expanding your comfort zone, that you're going beyond what in the past was your identity. And these growing pains may feel uncomfortable. But if you just ignore the past or if you just delete it or, you know, let's not think about it, let go, then how can you actually really find yourself? How can you grab those, you know, insights about yourself that the past really delivers to you? And sometimes those insights are not, you know, the most pleasant to look at, but there are certainly a lot of things to learn from.
Well, and really, let's talk about that because, you know, if they're not the most pleasant to look at, and we are pleasure seekers, how many years do you think we can avoid something before it actually catches up with us? How many lives do you think we can avoid, you know, an issue before it catches up with us, Dr. Friedemann?
You know, and I think actually we are pleasure seekers, but even more than that, I believe that we are security seekers. I think most of us just want to feel safe and secure. And that's part of the problem also why there is a resistance to really, you know, go and let go of the past. Because there is, you know, so we just talked about, you know, just let it go is not the answer necessarily. But some people, you know, many of your listeners probably will agree with this. Letting go of the past period is very hard because that's all we know. That's all people identify themselves with. That all that they know about themselves. And there is some sense of security and safety with this. There is a sense of, well, I know at least I am the anxious person. I am the survivor of this trauma. I am the person who is totally powerless or any kind of things that we are basing upon evidence from the past. What am I when I let go? And that's a problem when we just say, okay, let's dump the past because there's nothing left. There is no identity there. There is a void there. And the fear of the void and the uncertainty that comes with it is often greater than the desire to really look into the past and heal it.
And, you know, this is really kind of interesting because we can feel it in our gut when that issue it raises itself up to get our attention. And we have some incredible avoidance mechanisms.
Yeah.
I mean, everything from addictions to television to radio to whatever it is. You know, we have something to stop us. But what if we were to take a minute and be still with that? I mean, would it eat us up?
You know, I don't think so at all.
I just want to make sure that I'm not going to be eaten alive by, you know, my past crusty stuff.
Well, and that's why I want to introduce a little technique you can do at home that makes it actually easier so that you're not feeling like you're eaten up by it. Because I agree, we can re-traumatize the past by constantly thinking about it and really sitting with it. So I think that's certainly not very healing. And healing comes about, you know, it's basically at its core about wholeness. It's all about coming back to yourself, coming back to your wholeness. And when we are looking at the past as the only way to see ourselves, that's certainly not wholeness. And that's certainly not all of who we are. So looking at the past, and that's what I'm going to show you later on, looking at the past, but at the same time being present in the now and being allowing yourself to see beyond the identities of the past really helps you then also to be less attached to it, but still have the mindset to learn from it.
What I, you know, what's so interesting, and I just thought about this, and many people that might be listening don't know this about you, but you and Danielle take people to Egypt and take people to some of the most sacred places, inside some of the most sacred places. And it's really interesting to me how visiting a sacred place of the past, such as you do with people, allows for the opening and clearing of so many energies that don't serve people. Isn't that kind of fascinating to think about that a little
bit? It is fascinating. And, you know, I think the old Egyptian traditions had also a way to honor the past, but still really look ahead. And, you know, for the Egyptians, it was all about lightening your heart so that you actually can come into the afterlife. You know, the weighing of the heart ceremony is about, you know, once you're dead, your heart will be weighed against an ostrich feather. So if your heart is heavier than the ostrich feather, well, that's, you know, basically a sign that you cannot go to the afterlife yet. You know, whether you have to go back or what happens next, you know, that's the question. But so the goal for the Egyptians was about letting go of the past. It was about also learning from it and making yourself lighter with the past. But at the same time, when you look at the reliefs and the drawings on the wall, it's all about also honoring the past. So it's a wonderful combination.
Right.
So it's not about erasing what has happened, because some of those reliefs are also showing, you know, unpleasant things.
And we're going to talk about that when we come back. I mean, why is it the past likes to keep coming up, whether it's yesterday, the past, or your past life, or whatever it is you might believe? You know, what is it about that experience that keeps showing itself to us? What is it that we are to pay attention to? And what does Dr. Friedemann, say in terms of how to best get in touch with that? We've got a great exercise to share with you and much more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Did you know the leading cause of abnormal inflammation in the body is the American diet? Hi, this is Dr. Bonnie Berhunts, here to share some information about inflammation. We often link inflammation with an injury, a sprained ankle or pulled muscle, but inflammation is so much more than that. Experts believe that inflammation equals aging. Inflammation is the reason we get wrinkles, why we forget things, why we become irritable or even cranky. Inflammation is what causes arthritic pain, stiffness when you're moving the muscles, wheezing, of asthma, and the discomfort of allergies. For more information on how chiropractic adjustments can reduce the inflammatory process in your body, visit us at vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521 and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show, the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. I would like to help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that honor the dignity of the human spirit, value all life on earth, and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let the Dr. Pat Show be your conduit to a global community of people who could benefit most from your product and service. Join the buzz, be the buzz, and let our success be your success. For more information, call me, Dr. Pat, at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Join the Dr. Pat Show, the show that is changing the lives of thousands. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I'm looking at Benny, and he's got this great T-shirt on with these gold headphones. And I love gold so much.
Can't have it.
And we were just talking. I know. We were just talking. Dr. Friedman was just talking about Egypt, right?
Yeah.
I mean, think about Egypt. And the first thing that comes to mind for me is gold. Gold and teal.
So really?
And I'm looking at the picture. I don't even know who she is.
I don't either.
But it really is a very cool
picture. She's just a model. I don't know who it is.
It's I know, but I love the gold headphones. Yeah. Isn't that something?
I'll stand up for you, Friedman.
Okay, there we go.
Wow.
Isn't that nice?
Very nice.
Yeah.
Let me bring you up there.
Okay. There we go. All right.
Wow, very nice.
See that? You know,
wow,
isn't that
nice,
interesting?
He says.
Yeah.
He sees more than just headphones.
And, you know, actually, I thought it was your girlfriend. I thought she was your
That's
girlfriend.
What
love her to death.
No,
it's not her.
All right. So, all right. She's listening. She probably will send me a fax on that. Thank you, Benny.
You're welcome.
By the way, talking about that T-shirt, did you know she's got what looks like to be an Egyptian tattoo? Aren't those the wings of Isis, Dr. Friedman?
Here, I'll bring it over here.
I'm sorry. Sorry to get off on this, but aren't they the wings of Isis?
No. No, but they're wings. But
they are wings.
Usually they have like a disc in the middle, so this little whatever it is.
All right, it's an Isis wannabe wing.
Yeah.
There we go. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Dr. Friedman Schaub joining us here today. We have an announcement that all of you are going to want to know about because you're a part of an incredible, again, free teleseminar. So tell us a little bit about it, and then I'll let everybody know who the participants are along with you, and then how they can sign up.
The teleseminar is called the Inner Healing Compass. And basically, it is a free teleseminar that goes throughout 3 months. It started actually today, but you can still sign up. And it is Tuesdays and Thursdays at 10 o'clock Eastern time for an hour. And so for the next 3 months, they're incredibly well-known and gifted speakers.
Is that 10 at night or 10 in the morning?
10 a.m.
Okay, great. So it's 7 o'clock our time.
Yes.
Yeah. 7 o'clock Pacific time.
Thank you
time.
Very much.
And,
I am already on the other side. No, 10 o'clock Pacific time.
Oh,
thank you very much.
Okay, all right. 10 o'clock Pacific. Just want to be clear about that. All right.
10 o'clock Pacific time, exactly.
Okay.
And 1 o'clock Eastern time, 1 p.m. Eastern time. And the purpose of it is really to help people to go through these times. And we all know these are interesting. These are times that have challenges, but also amazing growth opportunities, and every speaker has a different approach to help people to go through those times, and we'll give out specific tools and modalities on how to really help you with the main questions that are right now up in your life. Maybe how can I make my life better when I don't have enough energy? How can I overcome overwhelm? What can I do with the sense of disencouragement by not having a job? All those kind of things that maybe right now are tormenting you or running in your mind, they are answers for those questions, and these speakers will give you these answers. And I feel incredibly honored and blessed to be a part of it, and my teleseminar will be on August 3rd at 1 p.m. Eastern time, 10 a.m. West Coast time. To sign up for the free teleseminar, it's very simple. Simply send us an email to info@cellularwisdom.com, and we will forward you the information on how to get onto it and to sign up.
And so remember, just send Dr. Friedman an email at info@cellularwisdom.com. Very cool. Some of the other participants, just so you know, I want to just give you some information. Of course, we've had Dr. Joanne White on the show. She's participating. Dr. Joe Rubino is going to be participating. We have people such as excuse me, Ping Lee, who we've had on the show. Ping Lee, my gosh. You know, this is really an outstanding group of people that Dr. Friedemann Chalf is part of, and all in the spirit of helping people get through some incredible opportunities for change right now.
And really finding the resources within. I mean, all of these speakers, including myself, are really basically about helping you to find the power within. It's not about looking for outside solutions. It's really about finding the inside answers to the questions you have. And there are certainly, you know, very inspirational people that are joining together for this inner healing compass.
And, you know, you have been very inspirational as well. I mean, you know, we have callers all the time that if you ever, you know, when you decide to take a break, whether you're going to Egypt or something, they want to know where you've gone. And so Dr. Friedemann is here. Just for all of you out there, just want you to know he's here. But we're talking about the past. I mean, certainly, you know, there is this beyond letting go aspect of what we're talking about. And we get stuck in the past. But sometimes we don't even know we're stuck in the past, right?
Exactly. And that's really one of those interesting phenomenons that I often see in my practice, that people really just basically believe this is who they are, but not realize that they are largely still living in the past. And so there are different signs that can tell you that you're still stuck in the past. One of the obvious ones is, of course, if you continuously think about it. So, you know, that's, you know, just a no-brainer. But then there's also the emotional attachment. That means you don't necessarily think about all the time about the past, but there may be a sense of a heavy cloud over you. There may be a sense of heightened alert, like anxiety around you, although your entire life is completely okay. There may be a sense of not trusting yourself to move forward or take a risk, which you don't necessarily associate right away with the past. But if you really look more closely, you realize, well, that's just an imprint from there. And an even more subtle sign that you're still stuck in the past is your identity. What do you really believe about yourself? What is your core belief? I remember a very successful guy who was in TV and really just incredibly charming and charismatic. He had a very strong belief that he was powerless. And that belief came from way, way back when he was having all these fights with his brother that, you know, always ended him losing. So for his whole life, he had this identity of I am powerless, although he had shown himself so many times with the successes he had, how powerful he really is. But he didn't really understand what his true power was until, and I'll talk about this more later, until we actually went through a process that allowed him to find the answer for that question that was, how come that I always lost? How come that I didn't have power? How come that my brother could always win? And that was haunting him for a long, long time. And this was how he saw himself. Everybody on the outside saw him completely different, but he himself, the core identity, that's what was still in the past. And that's the beauty about realizing it, because then you can bring that is still stuck in the past forward into the now and really make that wholeness, that completion with the past that, you know, he was waiting for 40 years.
You know, the question that I think most people would ask about this, or at least the one that's coming up for me, is this idea that if I bring the past forward, it's going to be excruciatingly painful. But if we don't bring it forward, it's going to be excruciatingly painful.
Exactly.
So I wanted to talk with you about that for a minute. You know, what it is that you've learned over your practice and the breakthrough work that you do. And we're going to share an exercise in the next segment with everyone. But I wanted to ask you about what the relief is that people get from simply addressing and not hiding that thing that just keeps kicking to come forth.
Well, one of the first reactions is that you really have this big aha, where all of a sudden you understand why you have been feeling that way or thinking about certain things that way or identifying yourself with something that you didn't really realize was really in the past. So, you know, for example, a person that I worked with, she was always feeling that she has to work. That was the idea of I'm only valuable. I'm only somebody who is lovable when I really work. And so sitting still and just enjoying herself, looking at a beautiful garden, enjoying her children wasn't an option. So there was an identity of really having to work. Now, she didn't realize where it came from until we actually talked about it. And it came from a very demanding household, from a very demanding father who just really pushed her and showed her very conditional love. And although it's obvious for you and me when we talk about it, for her, it was so removed that she didn't realize that that's the program that she was running. Once she realized this, oh, this comes from there, there was a big relief because she knew that, well, this is not an issue anymore. First of all, her father had passed, but it was also that the people that she surrounded herself with, they did love her unconditionally. They encouraged her to be happy and just take time and enjoy herself. They wanted her to feel well. So just realizing that this is an old program, an old imprint, really helped her to find the courage to say, okay, I will try a new approach. I will just get out of this old comfort zone that's not comfortable any longer and do something different. Another big sigh of relief is when you let the emotions go. And this can go to the extent that I remember one client who told me that she didn't realize that for all her life, she hadn't really seen color. She was basically seeing the world literally as gray. And once she was able to let go of that anxiety that was tormenting her for all her life, all of a sudden the world had color. And the world had not only color as, you know, the richness, but really, literally, she could see color again. That shows you how those emotions can pull you down and cloud your mind.
Well, we're actually going to share a technique when we come back. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, everyone. Go to his website, cellularwisdom.com. Lots of information. For those of you out there, just in case you're wondering, you can work with Dr. Friedemann directly. If you go to the website, cellularwisdom.com, you'll see all the many opportunities to do so. When we come back, he'll be sharing a technique. The question is, how does our past affect our current life addictions? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Did you know that there's a direct link between smoking and back pain? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, here to share some information about smoking. Tobacco smoke contains over 4,000 chemicals, including nicotine and carbon monoxide. These chemicals constrict arteries and interfere with blood circulation, which results in oxygen and other nutrients not being properly circulated. The nerves in the spine then become weak and brittle. The good news is that once you quit smoking, proper blood flow returns. Regular chiropractic adjustments ensure that blood flow and nutrients are properly flowing to your spine and organs. For tips on how to quit smoking and how chiropractic can help, visit our website at vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521 and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Very special guest today, Dr. Friedemann Schaub, joining us. I also want to mention that if you want to find out more about him, go to his website, cellularwisdom.com. And if you want to find out more about Egypt and the trips that you take, we can send everybody to EgyptIsCalling.com. Okay, cellularwisdom.com or EgyptIsCalling.com or both. Today we're talking about letting go. We're actually talking about moving beyond letting go. And Dr. Friedemann, you have something really cool to share with us. You're actually going to give everybody a technique.
Yeah. And, you know, I just feel that we all have the wisdom and power inside of us to really learn from the past. You know, when, you know, the title of the show is that leaving the past behind is more than just letting go. And the more part is really about growing, outgrowing the past and finding in this growth process more about yourself. It's like a treasure hunt. It's like an identifying more of you. Because, you know, whenever we ask ourselves the question, who am I? It's really impossible to answer because there is so much more to discover. And one of the places you can discover a lot about yourself is the past. And so the first part of this exercise that I want to offer you is basically the beginning of something called timeline therapy. And one of those techniques I use regularly in my practice. And timeline therapy is very powerful because it works directly with the subconscious, but you're still consciously aware of it. And that first part will give you a sense of how you are relating to time, which basically means, how do you, on a subconscious level, perceive time? Letting go of the past is really not about intellectually analyzing every detail of whatever happened to us, because we cannot really analyze ourselves out of the past. We have to really go to what is still attached to the past, which is a subconscious. They are the emotions, they are the memories, they are the core beliefs. These are all subconscious issues. So unless we are working directly with the subconscious, the past will be still a part of that part of our mind. And so just going a little bit deeper than just talking and talking endlessly about it is really the accelerated way to let go of the past and grow beyond it. And so the first little piece that I want to introduce to you that you all can do at home, not while you're driving probably, but if you have a moment and an opportunity to simply close your eyes, put whatever you have in your hands just down, have your hands on your lap, and set your intention to gain more clarity about what it means for you to store time. How do you relate to time? How do you relate to the past, present, and future? And what you will discover is that your subconscious is storing time in a very linear way. There is a gigantic, amazing filing system inside of you where all the past is stored. Every memory, even if you don't think about it any longer, it is stored there. And once you find the way you are storing time, you will understand better why you may still think so much about the past and weren't able to learn and grow beyond it. So take a moment and imagine that you are standing in front of a beautiful pool of water. And it's your very special place. That is a place of great healing. And imagine that you can step into this pool and immerse yourself in that beautiful liquid. And as you are letting yourself fall back and relax, you're beginning to float, and you find that this water actually is carrying you, and that you're floating like a leaf on the surface with great ease. And with every breath you're taking, you find yourself becoming lighter and lighter and lighter. And at some point you feel so light that you're actually able to float up into the air. Let go and float like a feather, higher and higher and higher. And you float all the way up there. And you're able to look down. And as you're looking down, you're able to see the path of your life, the path that your life's journey had undertaken. And you can see the past, present, and future like a line, like a continuum. And as you're looking down on yourself, notice if the past is to your left or to your right. Notice if the past is in front of you or behind you. And simply point into the direction of the past for yourself to have a confirmation that you see now that line, that past. And then notice if the future is expanding to the right, to the left, to the front or behind you. And once you have a clear feeling and a sense of this is how my subconscious sorts out time, relates to all my memories of the past and the future, you can start working with it. And you can go back and look at certain events that in the past were bothering you, events that you felt attached to. Look at them from above, from the higher perspective place. And you can go through a process that allows you to learn from the past. It allows you to grow beyond it and find healing and resolution with it. But for right now, simply come back above the present moment, float into your body. Wiggle your toes, take a deep breath in, exhale, and then simply open your eyes. Welcome back.
Wow, thank you, Dr. Friedemann, for sharing that. You know, let's talk about the process that people just experience
yes.
now. Because, you know, I think of, for so many of us that were just participating in it, it's great to be in the moment of it. But it's also great to be in the moment of it without fully judging the process. Some people, I would imagine, have seen their future behind them or their past in front of them. What is the significance of that?
Very significant. And it's really interesting, and I'm glad that you bring this up, because this in itself allows you to understand more about what the subconscious is actually doing with time. So you can imagine if your past is in front of you and the future behind you, what are you at any given time during the day focusing on? Which is in front of you, which is the past. Now, this, you're right, is not about judging yourself.
Right.
It's just about understanding that the subconscious presents to you the past in a way that it wants you to really figure it out. It wants you to find resolution. It wants you to learn from it. See, from the subconscious perspective, these emotional attachments in the past are like little flags, red flags that say, hey, go back. You have to go back because your purpose in life is to learn and to grow. And unless you learn from the past, you cannot really grow beyond it. And so this is not about torturing you. This is not about keeping you safe. It's really mainly about learning. And so if your past is in front of you, it may just mean this is the time right now to really learn from it. And if the past is behind you, it also means that you understand better why you couldn't really move forward.
Mm.
Now, you can go through this process again. I assume you can listen to it through the Dr. Pat Show.
Yeah, what we'll do is we'll take the process and we'll put it in our email, our emails that we send out every week.
Now, this is a process that I also want to mention is really powerful, but also something you want to be mindful with. That means if you really have something that you feel very strong about, a traumatic event, you don't want to go through this process of revisiting the past by yourself.
You
want to really
don't.
Look for a professional person, a therapist that helps you through it. But what you already can do for yourself is turn the timeline. That means if you feel that you understood the message of the subconscious that says, you know, look at the past, but you don't want to always look at the past right now. What you can do is to turn your timeline so that the past is to the left and the future to the right, so that you have a bigger overview and that you have a choice. You can choose at times to go and look at the future, and you have also an opportunity when you are in the healing time to look at the past and work on it. But you have, at that point, you are more in a choice place. And that's really powerful. So if you see that your timeline is not the way you want it to be, allow yourself to turn it like the arms of a big clock, left to right, but be committed to work on it. You cannot fool the subconscious, because the subconscious will continue knock on your door until you open it.
And when we come back, we'll be talking about the relationship to our past and to our present addictions. You know, is there a relationship? Does the past govern them? And then what do we have to do to let go of some of those addictions? Whether we're talking about food, alcohol, cigarettes, love, television, video games, whatever that might be, what is the relationship? And then what would we need to do to literally put down that cigarette or put down that drink or put down that piece of chocolate? Well, or that whole chocolate cake. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Hi, this is Ana Luque, author of The Yogurt Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The yogurt diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight. And the yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek Yogurt. so thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2011 Good Timing Guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2011 Good Timing Guide today.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Hey, Dr. Friedemann Schaub.
Yes.
Schaub is a very special guest today. Benny, thank you so much for the beautiful music. It was very, very beautiful.
That was beautiful.
Quite welcome.
Thank you.
And Dr. Friedemann, thank you so much for that beautiful journey. And you and I were talking about what I envisioned, and I asked you a couple questions about meaning. And you were really interested to know how I saw my past. Now I'm interested to know what that means in terms of how I saw my future forward first and then to the right, and my past in back but to the left.
You know, what I find fascinating about working with the subconscious is that this form of time orientation, basically 48% of the people have it left to right, straight left to right, and 48% of the people have it straight front to back or back to front. So, you know, you have these two major orientations. So diagonal is not very common, and you had it more diagonal. And often what I notice is that people have it diagonal if they are in a state that somewhat still wants them to go back to the past. There is still something that makes you feel connected to the past and not having it fully behind. And the future is also something that is not that clear yet in front of you. So it's
that is totally exactly right. I mean, I would say to you that, you know, today having to do this exercise, this is really true of me.
Right.
You know, a lot of things that, you know, I have in front of me are not exactly clear.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I'm not going to, you know, take action. But really, there are a lot of unknowns.
Yeah. And when you think about it, the axis, it also can mean that not all of you is in full alignment with it. So that you're not fully clear. But, you know, and that's the beauty about it, because it doesn't mean that it cannot immediately change. You can.
Right.
I see this more like an inner compass. You know, it's the inner compass of the subconscious telling you, okay, this is how right now you are relating to your memories, and this is what's up for you. And so, again, there is no judgment. This is only information, but it offers you a great opportunity.
Phenomenal.
To really bring more different kind of energy into, you know, your subconscious. One thing that I haven't mentioned is to compare the brightness, compare the energy of the past versus the future. What a lot of people that are still, you know, stuck in the past feel is that there is more light in the past and it's much darker in the future. They almost cannot see the future. So this is a very quick thing to change. You can really imagine there's a little dimmer switch on your right side. Turn up the brightness of the future.
That's
make
great.
It more consolidated. And it's quite amazing, just by having this intention, your subconscious, almost like it has a searchlight that is now pointing towards the future, and it's looking for opportunities for you to define more the future.
Yeah, I love this exercise. And for those of you that did not get the whole exercise, we're going to be pulling it from the interview, and we'll make sure it's available on our website. One of the things that I was really struck by is the fact that this was acted, this diagonal for me acted like a compass. I mean, clearly there was a flittering and a fluttering. Mm-hmm. So it didn't like do exactly what, you know, I thought it was going to do.
Right.
It wasn't like, oh, straight. It was like a really weird and strange kind of thing. But the question then becomes, okay, if I'm slightly to the left in my past, and believe me, I am, because I am looking at my past in order to create some things in the future.
Right.
I'm looking at it to, you know, at some things that I've learned from my years on radio and my corporate work. And what I'm building is something different than anything I've done before.
Right.
But I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And so my question is, though, you know, when it comes to emotions and addictions, is it our past that stops us from changing habits, or is it much more complicated than that?
Well, it's simple and complicated at the same time.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew that.
You can read my mind.
No, it's good.
Well, you know, so the past certainly, you know, has a lot to do with addictions. And, you know, there is for me always the simple question for people to ask. So if you think about one of those typical classical moments in the past that you're still feeling attached to, what were you missing in that moment? And, you know, just ask yourself this question. What was there that you really don't enjoy, and what was really missing? And often we are trying to compensate for what we were missing there through the addiction. So whatever we are addicted to, and this is not only addicting, you know, addicted to drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, right, and ice cream. This can also be addicted to control. If you're addicted to approval, addicted to appreciation, addicted to being safe, all those kind of things are, you know, technically addictions, because we are looking for something outside of us. And once we have it, then we feel the sense of relief for a moment, or we are feeling a little bit more full. But then usually it goes away and it goes, you know, on and on and on. And I think especially one of the most classic addictions that is completely overlooked is the addiction to control. We are surrounded by control freaks. I am one myself, or I used to be one myself. And and really understanding that the lack of control and power that I personally had when I grew up made me to that person is really, you know, very helpful to understand. But the second step always needs to be, what do I want instead? Does it still serve me? Is it still something that I really need? And the third step, which is often the hardest, is, what would it be to act differently? And that's, you know, where the addictions come in. And we should do a whole show on addictions one time.
I hope you will. I hope the next show we can do that. It's a tough word. I mean, and I know we have to categorize the word,
right,
and we have to say the word addictions. But really what we're talking about are patterns of behavior,
right,
that seem to have a hold on us,
yes,
as opposed to us having a hold on it. And we come up with stories. I mean, I've shared many times the journey of my sister who passed away at close to 500 pounds,
mm-hmm,
and you know how painful that is to, or was, to watch her, and you know, to you know to say, oh, she was addicted to food and alcohol, yet at the same time you could clearly see the pattern of behavior,
right?
And you know, you just want to say, please stop, I love you, please stop. And it's not that easy for people. You know, I just had this conversation this morning with someone that I love dearly, and about cigarettes. And I honestly am a pest. I really am a pest. So I'm learning how to say things differently. Like, you know, maybe today, could you leave the cigarettes upstairs and not bring them down, and let's try something new. But I don't know what I'm doing.
Right, right.
I just know I care for this person, just like I did for my sister. And rather than be like a big old naggy person, I'm thinking, how can I help with the process?
Well,
call Dr. Friedman. That's how you help with the process. He called Dr. Friedman Chow. You don't talk to me, you talk to him.
Well, you know, I think with these kind of addictions, I mean, it's really a multi-layered problem.
Yeah.
But one of those things that I find so important is to also give people the freedom to make that choice. Because, you know, one of the things I'm working with addictions is to really make it a self-empowered process. And when we are, you know, pointing out the shortcoming of the addiction, that usually ends up even feeling more disempowering to the people.
Right.
And, you know, that's certainly not helpful for them to really make a change. Because the more powerful we feel, the more we have actually a choice to be who we want to be. So how can you make your friend feel more empowered versus, you know, pointing out the shortcoming around the addiction? And you know, I'm looking forward to talk more about this in an upcoming show.
I was
show.
Just going to say, to be continued.
Yeah.
One of those, you know, to be continued, dot, 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 dot. I would love that we talk about this in the next show, because you work with people all over the world about addictions,
right,
whatever range. What a great show. Thank you so much, Dr.
Thank
Friedman.
Thank you very much.
If you want to sign up for the free teleseminar that Dr. Friedman Chow is part of, just send him an email at info, that's I-N-F as in Frank, O, at cellularwisdom.com. If you want to sign up for your own session, a breakthrough session with Dr. Friedman, just go to cellularwisdom.com or info at cellularwisdom.com. And please give out your 800 number.
866-903-6463, which is 866-903-MIND, M-I-N-D.
And we're going to be taking the tool that you gave us today and making it available to all of you out there. Thank you, Mr. Benny, for a great show.
Thank you,
Valerie, for your soccer kick. And thank you, Dr. Friedman, for a fabulous, fabulous show.